And welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, brought to you by Julie Land. I am here with my sidekick, Serena Blair.
Hello.
And Mr. Dick Avery.
Hello, hello, hello.
And today's topic...
What is today's topic?
Is everybody gather around the bed.
Drum roll.
It's pillow talk.
Aww.
All the nice...
Does your pillow talk?
It does.
What does it say?
It says, good morning.
Oh, okay.
My pillow Have says, a great help day. Me.
My pillow says, get another pillow.
It says, help me, and then it stabs itself.
I actually bought three pillows in the last 6 months, and none of them work.
Do you have a memory foam one?
Yeah.
Those are the best. So today's topic is pillows. No. <Yeah. we're>
pillows, how many, pillow fights.
How many pillows do you have in your couch?
How do you feel about alternative down?
How many pillows do you sleep with? I sleep with two. Yeah.
How many throw pillows do you have in
the house? Tried one of those buckwheat pillows?
Yeah. I've tried every pillow in the book.
What about people that have like 20 of them on their bed?
You know there are official Japanese pillow fight pillows for like the official Japanese pillow fighting tournament.
Wow.
I did not know this.
I found them. There's a website.
I didn't know this competition was going on.
It's a thing pillow apparently. But they have like an official pillow for it.
Wow. This is why I love Japan.
Yep.
So today we're talking about pillow talk, seduction, noises and other things during sex. All of the above.
Before, during, and after? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mostly during. Before, during, and after.
So what are these
Depends
weird...
Depends on your own personal experience.
What are weird sex sounds? I'm looking at your list here.
Well,
I swear to God. I'm like...
I think she has more weird
sex sounds. I was going to say, I don't have weird sex. What have you heard?
These are all from personal experience.
Okay.
I've had a couple guys make some weird noises during...
Like...
During... I call it their happy time.
Okay.
So I've had...
The happy 5 second time.
5 to 10 seconds. Yeah. One guy basically growled like a dog.
Okay.
Which I thought is cute. See, I think like the quirks that people have and the weird noises that they make and all that stuff, I think it's cute. So we were going at it probably for half an hour, a good solid 30 minutes, and he was about to climax. And
You can say come.
No, I say climax.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Can we say peak? He's about to peak.
What am I, a slut?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
So.
I just realized she's trying to be all like ladylike. I'm like, what?
You're not. Just say it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Stop hiding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming out of the closet well put. Today. I think I'm going to come out today. Be a slut. So we were going at it for like 20 minutes, and I turn around and he closes his eyes and he goes, ruff! And like his whole body was shaking. I giggled because I thought it was cute, but he's like, ruff, ruff, and he did it.
Pretty sure you weren't supposed to be giggling.
Probably not. I uncomfortably giggle at weird situations. Which did not make him upset. So he did it for like five times. And then he screamed, like scream bloody murder.
And then after that.
That's painful.
When he was done, he was purring like a kitten.
He was. He was licking his hand.
And then he quacked like a duck.
I said, wow, this guy's an animal. So that was
Serena,
my...
any weird noises?
I don't think I've had too many people make weird noises on me. I'd say I'm usually the one making the weird noises and saying the weird things.
Do you growl? Like in What's a girl weird, way.
When you have done in a scene, let's make this easy for you. When you've done a scene, have you ever had a girl say anything really kind of throw you back? Like, do it, daddy, or do me harder, daddy. Like any.
No, I'm the one that does that shit.
Okay. You're the one saying, do me, daddy.
Give it to me.
and yeah, or like I'll have like ADD moments where like my thoughts just change, like leave the sex entirely. And I'll be like, oh, I forgot to do such and such. Or like, oh, did you see that documentary where they were fucking? And it's kind of like what we're doing right now, but they were squirrels.
Anyway.
And then it just totally throws my partner off. But because I have ADD, I can come right back to the sex and still be just as horny as ever. And the other person is just like,
just confused.
You totally threw me off.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever heard? Done, Nikki.
Anything? Weirdest thing that I've ever heard, like a phrase.
Anything said, done, weirdest pillow talk moment.
I thought the growling thing was kind of weird. I like the pillow talk thing. I don't have a lot because I've the guys that I've dated haven't been like they're the guys that
don't
that
talk.
Don't talk, or they don't like sharing their feelings. They just
I'm just thinking like I could just see these guys. Honest God, they're basically you're saying you're dating a bunch of insensitive pricks.
Basically, do you share your feelings while you're fucking though?
Oh, I do.
Right after.
I love you.
You would.
No, I'm
you're
just
so beautiful.
Exactly. Oh my God, can we stop for a moment? You just look amazing. I just want
oh,
you to
tell no, me. Actually, I have had that where someone was like, I just need to stop and take your picture. And I'm just like,
oh, that's a little weird.
Really?
This was
before I started modeling.
I've told this story a million times and somewhere in my podcast history here, but my weirdest, one of my weirdest moments was the first time I fucked up my first porn star, which was a while ago. I'll admit it was a while ago. And I just remember like, in the middle of it, she was like, I felt like we were doing a scene. And I was rather inexperienced with porn stars at that time. But it just felt like she was performing for a camera. And I finally just had to stop. I was like, hey.
The whole thing felt fake to you?
Well, yeah. I just felt like she was just performing. Yeah, baby. It was just kind of
there's
little.
There's definitely a formula.
Right. And so I just kind of just said, stopped her and said, hey, there's no camera here. You don't need to perform.
Sorry.
Literally, exactly. That was like, oh, maybe. Right. Yeah. Oh.
I've felt that way before where it's like I kind of get into one groove of fucking one way. Like, especially if I've been down here for a couple of weeks and I've been shooting a lot. And then I, you know, try to have real sex and it's not quite the same.
Right.
Do you think it's hard to separate it? I don't think so.
I feel like I get set in my ways. Like I definitely know the difference between personal sex and film sex. Like when I'm having sex on camera, I'm constantly thinking about angles and what looks good and can everybody see the action, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously I don't care about that as much when I'm having sex just for fun, but I definitely use a lot of the stuff that I've learned in porn, and like I definitely have like my little formula that I do, and I'm like
you can learn
playing with
all
a girl,
the good
you
stuff
know?
You can use in your personal life,
but
you
I
have
can
to separate it.
Yeah, and I can definitely see how another porn star would sort of come off as kind of like systematically going through the motions, and I absolutely could see that.
I think I can tell now, like in the past year I dated a guy, and when we were having sex I realized that I was more like performing, and I haven't done that before. It's a new thing, so it's sometimes it's hard to separate it.
It can be. I think from some people it's hard, but like the beauty of it all is in the end of the day it's just sex. And I always say, then you just, you know what? If it felt like performing this time, let's do it again and see if we can. Just keep doing it until you get it right.
Yeah, why not?
Practice makes
it's
improvement.
Healthy.
Right?
Take good two. For the cardiovascular system.
Have you ever pillow talk, in my mind, is have you guys ever had some strange conversation afterwards or an awkward conversation afterwards?
Maybe. I think I'm just
awkward all the time.
Or I used to.
But do you ever have a one night stand where you afterwards you were like, so hey, so that was good.
I've never had a one night stand.
Like that.
Never.
What?
I know.
Excuse me.
Although I did, my friend.
We're like both staring at her like.
No, I really haven't.
I feel like we need to hook up to a lie detector. Let's get that.
No, I really haven't. Okay. But
you
I
check your pulse.
I did. My friend took me to a bar. For the purpose, I said, I want to do it. I just want to hook up with a guy. And it ended up not happening, but I've never had a one-night stand.
It took her two nights.
Just two nights doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
But I want one. Maybe this is my year. I'm going backwards.
I feel like you're hesitant.
Yeah.
I guess I am. Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably... I feel weird about hooking up with a guy. If you meet a guy randomly in public, hook up, never talk to him again. That's very weird to me.
It's a one night stand.
I have to talk to them, keep in touch.
We have to get married afterwards.
That would be hot, though.
We have to get married afterwards.
And have at least two kids.
I know. It's not going to happen that simple.
I don't even know your fucking name.
Exactly. Exactly.
But you're cute.
But that's hot, though. Like,
it's hot.
That's what's hot about a one night stand.
I don't know. It just, I guess it's
too weird.
And it's really hot. It's like 9 weird. Months later yeah. when you have the kit.
No.
Name it after him if you remember. This,
yeah, exactly.
A toxic waste dump.
What's his name again?
Yeah, what was his name again? I'll call you Junior. Why is my name Junior, Mom? Because I couldn't remember your
dad's
name.
It's a long story. Just eat your dinner.
Exactly.
It's a long story.
Is there any pillow talk in porn? Like there, in a sense of yeah. like before, after, during a scene, is there conversation? Because you do boys, you do girls. Is there conversations?
There is, and it depends there on is. The performer. Like yeah. some of them will try to be really friendly with you before the scene, or even my favorite is when they try to like turn me on before the scene, because it's usually like a lot, especially if it's a girl that does boy girl and she's like trying to flirt with me, and I'm just like, no, this isn't working for me. You're so straight.
Yeah.
I know. But then there are other girls where like it's very chill, and usually it's the girls that like other girls right. and
cuz it comes natural to them.
It does. It comes naturally right. and then we just chill and hang out, and sometimes we'll cuddle before the scene starts, or I like to, like, if I think the girl's really nervous, I'll pull up like cute animal pictures and snuggle up with her just so we kind of have that little
idea.
Moment before the scene starts, because
are you serious?
Girls are really insecure. You got to do a lot of buttering.
I think also if you work with someone that you've never worked
I,
with
you know
before.
I don't know that. I've never heard that before.
Oh no, really?
No, not at all. I think I would say I wouldn't say women are nervous. I just think they're just difficult, complicated.
They're complicated.
Yeah, annoying. I can think of another bunch of words. Huh?
It's like a whole web of complicated.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
But I think like when you're shooting, if you've never shot with the partner before, there's a little bit of talk that goes on beforehand to get people comfortable.
You do it if you're going to do a guy for the first time.
If it's with a guy, we usually, because I get there earlier than him because you take pictures and, right. and so forth. But when he shows up, you sit down for like half an hour, an hour if they're running late, and you just talk. Just normal conversation, not sexy stuff, but just
yeah,
normal
so,
conversation.
But my point is like, do you sit there and then after you like give do's and don'ts and guidelines or whatever,
yeah.
is there any, you know...
conversation no, there's more just a little bit of touching
yeah.
like we will I don't know, we'll hug and I'll cup him but over his pants yeah. just like I do a little tease and then he goes, okay, I'm ready, let's go.
You're such a tease.
And then we
she's a tease scene. Then a slut
in that order but I think with guys, because
and
guys,
then needy
with guys is more physical, so I think it's more of a tease. You don't yeah. it's, there's not a lot of talking
afterwards
you joke around a
has
lot.
A guy ever asked you out on a date afterwards?
Yes.
No. I just fucked you, let's go to Hooters and get some
but it's
wings.
Not just, I just fucked you, it's I just fucked you for a porno.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly
luckily most guys in the industry are professional. The ones that I've shot with are the first couple movies I did, they asked me out after, but they're not known in the industry as being as
right.
showing up and being professional and just
right,
it's
right.
just business, you know, like it was great to meet you, handshake. Even though we've just
high five
we've had hardcore sex, but we're just gonna handshake and say goodbye.
Oh my, and leave it at that. Till next time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how romantic.
And then we shower together, and then we hug and kiss.
So the other kind of talk that you guys mentioned is dirty talk. Is that important?
I like dirty talk.
To give or to receive?
To give.
You talk dirty?
I think girls are better at it.
Well, speak for yourself.
Give us an example there, Miss Nikki.
Like a phone sex thing.
Give us an example.
Go on.
Let's see how.
Okay, pretend you're calling the number.
Hi, NIKKI. I'm really hot and horny.
Hi, welcome to Night Flirts. So, who am I speaking with?
Big Dick for you.
Oh, that's a sexy name. Do all your friends call you that?
Only my hot ones.
Ooh. I bet they could join us in some fun group play. So,
how many dicks can you take in your ass?
Well, that's a naughty question.
I'm a very naughty boy.
Lucky for you, I'm having a good day, so I can do maybe 3.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Wow.
How about you take your shirt off for me?
I'm already naked.
Wow. I like a guy that knows what he's doing.
I'm just trying to save my money. I don't really want this to go for very long.
I know, really. Can you talk faster? Yeah. It's $10 a minute. I got 2-3 minutes to go here.
There's an automated guy that comes on. Please deposit $2 more.
Please deposit $2 and quarters.
Your credits have run out. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But some of those phone sex things are quite expensive.
A lot of that stuff is, everything is expensive. All sex is expensive. Right?
But like over the phone, I like the teasing over the phone, but I know I don't know if a lot of guys call, you know, the phone sex stuff and have the full experience.
Right.
Like masturbate and have the full experience.
I don't even know if there is phone sex out there.
I think there is.
But now it's webcams like verified shows. Call. Do guys, you can't, can you see guys? Skype shows, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
I can only imagine what you see.
I know a lot of girls are really big fans of the post-it notes on the monitor screen.
Makes sense.
Oh.
But that does put you at a disadvantage.
And what's great is post-it notes come in different shapes and sizes and colors.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. You can be creative.
I was going to say,
do webcams, you do privates. So if you've got to talk dirty and nasty and seductive and
I do. And it's not natural for me.
Do you get a lot of requests for it on the webcam stuff?
Yes. And especially if I'm playing a dom role, which is even harder for me because I'm not like a sexy dom, really. Like I'm more of like a physical dom. Like I like to like physically control,
as opposed to the mental aspects.
As opposed to the mental, right. And
like yelling at them, telling them what to do.
And also, I just humiliate them. Like I have a hard time taking myself seriously when I dom.
Right.
Personally, I'll just be like, your face is stupid.
And lick they say, lick my give boot. Me more.
Like, you know, it's,
your face is stupid. I'm just kidding. You're beautiful. Don't worry about it.
Like, and then they get confused. Wait a second.
Exactly.
Tell me I look horrible again.
Domming is a lot of work for me.
Does, do guy, what are some of the things that guys say to you when they're on camming and one-on-ones? Do they talk dirty?
Actually, what I usually get from them is they want me to say a certain phrase that is like a trigger for them, and a lot of times it's and again, I have a hard time taking myself seriously because it sounds really stupid when I say the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Like drool on my tits, drool on my tits, drool on my tits, and I have to do it with some kind of energy. Right.
Because that's what gets them going.
Yeah, right. Everybody has their own thing. Like,
and what's the weirdest request you've gotten, I have to ask?
To say?
Yeah.
Things to say? I have been
do
asked
do it for daddy.
To,
that's not that weird.
Oh, good, because I say it all the time.
I have been asked
that's what
to
I like to hear.
Bark, it's not weird.
Bark or I like tell someone that I'm their puppy bitch, puppy dog slave.
Not the baby monkey dog.
I've done the puppy monkey baby.
Baby monkey, puppy monkey. Puppy monkey.
That's
did you
hot.
See that commercial?
No.
No, God. It's disgusting.
It's stupid.
I do have one client that likes to do diaper play, which is always a fun.
Ugh.
That's a bizarre thing to me.
I just went poopy in my diapers.
Oh.
I feel so sexy right now, daddy.
You want
me to put my diapers on my head now?
I always, when it comes to role playing, I'm always like, I'm too creative to role play in that I just don't need it, but like I understand people who are into role playing and
role playing to a point is very
it's embarrassing,
you know.
I honestly feel like a lot of times when I'm doing role play with clients on cam, like I feel like that little kid in the playground playing make believe.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, we can feel into it where it's
right.
Like I actually believe I'm a pretty pretty princess at the top of this castle.
Yeah.
Or in the case
and
of
I'm
camming,
waving
it's
my wand,
you know,
around.
I actually believe I'm a baby with a diaper. I don't know if I actually believe that, but it gets
in your head.
You get
and then
into
you
it,
pretend that you're that role.
Yeah,
and then it never goes away.
So how often after you've had sex in bed with a partner in your real life, And how long do you want to stay in bed, maybe cuddling, a little intimacy, before you feel like...
Before you fall asleep?
No. Wait, before... How long do you think the guy should stay there and listen or ask questions and check out... For both of you, like, at what point are you insulted? If he gets up right away, are you insulted, or do you, if he stays too long, what's the minimum and maximum amount of quality time after sex?
I don't think anything could insult me anymore. Like, I'm not surprised by any kind of human
I think
behavior
we're numb
anymore.
To everything by now.
Whatever.
Like, whatever. I don't know, he has to get up and pee, like, what am I gonna do, stop and be like, no baby, come here and cuddle?
Pee on me.
I get that a lot with girls, though, because I'm not necessarily the most cuddly after sex. Like, I need at least, like, 5 to 10 minutes to, like, reset my brain before I can do the cuddling thing again. And so I do get that a lot with girls who are just, like, afterwards they melt, and then they're just, like, they want to, like, spread themselves all over you. And yeah. They're just like, bleh.
They want to embrace you.
And you're just like, I'm sweaty. I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I like it just a little bit. I would say right after, maybe 10 minutes, because 10 minutes isn't that long. You don't have to go on talk for hours and hours.
You just want a little...
I can't talk hugging. After I come. I'm, like, retarded after that.
Don't ask me anything. I'm in a daze.
I'm just retarded.
I swear to God. I'm just like, I'll be retarded. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody
we
I know.
Can get up and go make some food.
Yeah, go make me a sandwich.
Definitely.
That would be more fun. All right, well, I think we like pillow talk. It's kind of
well,
fun.
Women like to talk, so why not, right?
That's another great thing about women.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, spend some time and cuddle with your significant other.
Yeah.
It's good. They'll enjoy it. They'll appreciate it.
Totally. Consensual cuddling.
Yes, Serena's excited. Mm-hmm. So, Serena, where can your fans find you?
You can find me tweeting about how little I cuddle on Twitter at SexySerenaB, and find other pictures of me not cuddling on Instagram, also at SexySerenaB. And you can read all my blog posts about how little I cuddle on SerenaBlair.com.
And you can download the Cuddle app for someone to come cuddle with you.
Yeah. I think that's only available in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. And you can find me on iHeartNikki.com, Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. Mr. Avery, would you like to cuddle with us?
No, never.
Oh. Where can we find you?
Right next to you.
Oh, okay. See? He got excited and he did it. Bye, guys.